Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all we do. We ask that we may look at those things in our lives that need to change, and we ask that you lead us to change them, to turn from anything that divides us from you, and to be stronger in our faith towards you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Wednesday, and we are in the 25th week in ordinary time, by the way. I haven't mentioned what week it is, which means that we are in the midst of, there's only, if my math is right, since there's 34 weeks, there's only, what, 9 weeks left? Or maybe 10 because we count this week, but if we don't, then it's 9 weeks left. In any case, so we just have less than two digits amounts of weeks. Obviously, our liturgical year ends at the end of November, beginning of December, and then we start a new liturgical year. Well, our first reading comes to us from the book of Ezra. And Ezra is an interesting book because Ezra was a priest for the Jewish people at the end of the Babylonian exile. He's now there to help rebuild the faith after the people had been exiled into Babylon. So we're talking about the 6th century BC. And so the focus of today's reading is a prayer that he makes. Now, the prayer is made after he discovers the state of the people in the whole return of the exiles. So what he says is, what I heard is this. This is the New American Bible Revised Edition. What I heard when I heard this, and what he had heard was, neither the Israelite laymen nor the priests nor the Levites have kept themselves separate from the peoples of the lands and their abominations, from the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and Amorites, for they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, thus intermingling the holy seed with the people of the lands. Furthermore, the leaders and the rulers have taken a prominent part in this apostasy. Now, we can look at that from today and say, what's the big deal of what is listed in the New American Bible is mixed marriages? Well, it's a cultural thing. Now, remember, we're talking mixed marriages in the 6th century BC. We are not talking mixed marriages in the 21st century AD United States. Okay, whole different ballgame there. But we're talking mixed marriages then. And why is it important? Because the Jews believe in one God. They are followers of the one God, through that one God picking the Jews to be his avenue of salvation. The road of salvation will come from Jesus, and Jesus himself will lead us to eternal life through his death and resurrection. We talked early in the week about interception and that whole concept. Jesus is executed on the cross. They are rejecting him. Why? Because the people who reject him, which are the leaders, some of the leaders of the people, not all the people in general, some of the leaders of the people who reject him, the Pharisees, they are of the world, whereas Christ is in the world, not of the world. His kingdom is not of this world. We are called to follow Christ. We're not of this world. And so what happens is you have these people who have been chosen to be this avenue of salvation, but they don't understand that at the time. And now they're mixing their culture and their life with others. And so that's a way for that whole understanding of what it means to be part of the chosen people to go away. And the Lord wants to retain this. Why? Because through the Jews will come salvation of the world. So it's really important. Obviously, the people of the time cannot understand that. And so what they see is, hey, things work better when we are mixing with the Canaanites and the Hittites, and we kind of let our culture go away, and we kind of join their culture, and we kind of work together. And Ezra stands up and goes, no, no, you can't do this. Now, Ezra may not also understand the significance of this, But he is now really upset about this, and that's where today's reading comes from, where he makes the prayer and he says, "My God, I am too ashamed and humiliated to raise my face to you, my God, for our wicked deeds are heaped up above our heads and our guilt reaches up to heaven. From the time of our ancestors, even to this day, our guilt has been great, and for our wicked deeds we have been delivered," which means the exile, "and we and our kings and priests into the hands of the kings of foreign lands," which is Babylon, "to the sword, to captivity, to pillage, and to disgrace, as is the case today. And now, only a short time ago, mercy came to us from the Lord our God, who left us a remnant and gave us a stake in his holy place." See, this is the return to Jerusalem. "Thus our God has brightened our eyes and given us relief in our slavery. For slaves we are, but in our slavery our God has not abandoned us. Rather, he turned the goodwill of the king of Persia towards us." And so we see this reading, and it continues, "Thus he has given us a new life to raise again the house of our God and restore its ruins, and has granted us a fence in Judah and Jerusalem." So he's returning the land, but that means they have to return to their customs, to their faith, to their belief. And this is what Ezra has been called to do, to bring the Jewish people back to their traditions. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can click on the tab for the parish. And don't forget, tonight we have adoration, and I'm available in the confessional. So if you'd like to go to confession, you can also come to see the archives of the show and listen to the program. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out the blog where you can read the homilies. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday mornings at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So we are talking about this prayer of Ezra. So Ezra is calling the people back to the fidelity to the tradition that they have learned from Jewish people through the ages, from Moses all the way down. So this is what's happening. So he is praying to the Lord and basically affirming that his desire to lead the people back to their traditions. Now, you might want to look at this because there's a lot of interest in there in light of that whole concept of a mixed marriage. Well, what about today? There are people that saying that talk about a mixed marriage. And you know what changes everything? Pentecost. Because in Pentecost, we're called to bring the message of the gospel throughout the world. So the whole concept of a mixed marriage doesn't apply to the same level as it did back then. Why? Because the Jews were called, the Hebrews, and we also know them as the Jews, were called to be the avenue, the road, the channel through which God was going to bring us salvation. And so, as St. John Chrysostom says, and I've said that to you before, the prophets were specifically prophets to the Jews, but we have been called to be prophets to the whole world. So that changes everything. That turns everything around. So this prescription to, or this proscription against any form of mixed marriage doesn't apply to the same level today, because what is it we're called to do? We're called to spread the message of the gospel to the entire world. And so it's a different concept altogether. Now, I could pick up the Bible and I could say, says right there in Ezra, we shouldn't have mixed marriages. doesn't apply because it's a different context in the time of Ezra, because God needs to purify the Jewish people through which he will bring the message of salvation. Whereas today in our world as Christians, we're called to bring the message of the gospel throughout the entire world, which the Jews at the time were not. That wasn't their call at the time. And so we're called to bring the message of the gospel to all cultures, to the entire world. As we began the week talking about Andrew Kim and his companions, we talked about people spreading the faith. I mentioned 3 hours west of here, the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. See, we're called to bring this message of the gospel to all people. So it's a totally different focus. It's a totally different context. In fact, what you see is something that was predicted by the apostles then, and it is now spoken to the people today, which is that bring forth that fulfillment of that prophecy, that there would come the day that all the world would worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. And someone told me, I've never been east of Cape Cod except to Rome. That's all I've been. I've never been east of the eastern seaboard because I've been down to Brazil, but I've never been east of the eastern seaboard. And except for Rome, so I've never been to Jerusalem. And one of the things they tell me, in Jerusalem you see all these international flags from all the different countries. Now, if I brought a prophet from the Old Testament to Jerusalem, he would see all, and you and I would look at, oh, look at that, there's a flag from here and the flag from there and the flag from there, and that's something, da da da. He would stop. He would go, that's the prophecy, it has come true. So he would be, or she would be, shocked, because now he'd realize the prophecy has come true. The message that came from the Jewish people and the message that came from Jesus preaching, that now begins through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to the whole world, has come true. So we have a different focus on the concept of mixed marriage, because we're called to preach the gospel to the entire world, whereas the Jews at the time were called to live a special way so that that could happen. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.